Chapter 14. Working in China. Topic 1. Being sent to China as an expatriate. Dialogue.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Stephen.
Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Could you come to my office? There's something I want to talk to you.
Okay.
Sit down, please. You may have heard that we are opening up an office in Shanghai.
Yes, I talked about that with my wife.
How do you like to work in Shanghai?
Well, it would be good for my wife. What kind of position is this?
We are setting up a tech center in Shanghai, and this position is the manager of the tech center.
Sounds very interesting. Do you have the details of the package?
Yes, you will keep your current salary. In addition, we will provide you housing allowances in Shanghai. You will have a company car in China. If your kids want to go to school there, we will pay for the tuition. You will also be able to come back to visit the U.S. twice a year. The company will pay all your moving expenses.
Let me talk to my wife. I think she would go for it, but I still want to discuss it with her before I say yes.
I understand. This is a big move for you. When do you think you can let me know?
Tomorrow.
Great. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Topic 2. Negotiations between Chinese and Americans. Dialogue.
Hello, my name is Mike.
Hi, my name is Wang. You can call me Lao Wang.
Lao Wang, how much is the rent for your apartment?
15,000 RMB per month.
Could you include utilities such as electricity, gas, water, satellite television, and internet access?
That is hard to calculate.
Could you make an estimate?
Okay, let me see. 500 for electricity, 100 for water, 300 for gas, 100 for internet access, 1,000 for administration fee, 500 for satellite TV, so the total is now 17,500 per month.
Does the rent include all the furniture?
Yes.
How long do you want the lease to be?
The longer the better, but at least 1 year.
Okay, let's go with 1 year. How much is the security deposit?
20,000 RMB.
No. Our company only allows security deposit about 1 month's rent.
Well, I have a lot of stuff in this apartment.
You are signing the contract with our company, not with me. The company would be responsible if anything is missing.
Okay, it's fine to have security deposit equal to 1 month's rent. But you got to pay the rent for the entire year.
What? It's impossible. We can only pay every 3 months.
Well, what if you break the lease after 3 months?
We can set up a penalty in the contract for breaking the contract. It could be that we have to pay the balance for the whole year, but there is no way that we can pay the entire year right now.
How about every half year?
Well, I would like to pay you, but as I said, you are signing the contract with the company, and the company does not allow me to do so. We didn't even bargain with you on the rent. You got to think about this deal and let me know.
Okay, I will let you know tomorrow.
Topic 3. Joint Ventures and Market Development. Dialogue.
Mr. Bai, we are very interested in the joint venture. However, before we invest tons of money in the joint venture, we need to have a feasible business plan.
What do you mean by business plan?
We need to analyze the market and see how much we can sell. What is the profit margin and how many years it's going to take for us to get our money back?
Oh, we have done the market analysis, and here is the breakdown. The total investment would be $50 million. The sale is projected as $200 million each year with profit margin of 10%. We will get our money back in 3 years.
Did you take into account of the interests and taxes?
Yes. The Chinese government has favorable tax policies for joint ventures. Without the interest, we will get our money back in 2.5 years.
Are you sure about the market forecast?
Yes. The joint venture will have all the current customers we have. Your company just needs to provide us the technologies and part of the capital.
Could you provide us the details of the market analysis? And please show us it's based on facts.
No problem.
Topic 4. Making friends with Chinese. Dialogue.
Ming, how do you say I love you in Chinese?
Wo ai ni.
Dan Dan, wo ai ni.
Dan Dan immediately blushed and walked away.
What happened to Dan Dan? Did I offend her?
Yes, you shouldn't have said wo ai ni just like that.
Why?
Did you really mean it?
Well, I was joking.
See, Chinese take this kind of expression very seriously. Dan Dan felt insulted that you were making such jokes with her.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Dialogue 2. Jim, what kind of sports do you like?
I do basketball, volleyball, tennis, golf, and swimming.
Wow, quite a bit. Which one are you good at?
I'm good at all of them. I can teach you any of them if you like.
Dan Dan did not say anything, but was smiling.
I'm serious. You don't believe me?
No.
So you don't believe me?
I believe you.
But you were smiling at me. And when I asked you if you believed me or not, you said no.
I don't understand what you are talking about.
If you are smiling at somebody, it means you don't think he is serious.
I didn't know that.
And I asked you if you believed me. If you do, you should have said yes.
I see. A big misunderstanding.
Okay, now I feel much better.
Topic 5. Working in an American-Chinese joint venture. Dialogue. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Amy. How's it going?
Not too bad. We are trying to catch up with all the forms for this quarter.
Oh, yeah. A lot of work.
I know. Seems like ever since we formed the joint venture, we had more forms to fill.
We ought to follow our business procedures to get things done right.
I know. But sometimes we don't know who should be doing what.
Then you need training on our business system.
I have a feeling that you are frustrated sometimes.
Yes, sometimes. For example, some procedures I think are very straightforward, but I need to repeat 1,000 times to get it done.
You need to have a lot of patience. We have thousands of employees. They are new to this business system.
I know. I also have problems with motivating people.
It's a tough job to motivate people. Everybody knows the salary of others. And people look at the ones who make more money and see how much they do.
Money is not everything, but I understand they have to make a living. In the U.S., the salary information is confidential, so we don't have this problem.
It's different in China.
Have you ever heard, sing like nobody is listening, dance like nobody is watching, work like you don't need the money?
No, that sounds wonderful. In any case, most joint ventures have better working environment, so people still like to work here.
I'm glad to hear that.